AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Toronto Dominion's drop cuts against 94% diversified bank breadth as volume rises to 1.3 EPS. TD remains at a strong weekly regime, but the latest 3.1% decline came on above average participation and left the bank trailing a broadly constructive peer group. Research brief. Toronto Dominion Bank closed at $119.80 on 24 July, down 3.1% for the week and 4.1% below its 52-week high. The longer tape remains constructive, with a 70-week active trend signal, a 12-week gain of 11.6%, and price still 15.1% above the weekly trend line. But the latest pullback arrived on 14.4 million shares, 1.3 times the 13-week average. Sector and industry context is mixed. Financial services breadth is positive, but TD ranked weakly on the week, while the bank's diversified group remains unusually firm, with 94.4% trend breadth and 100.0% positive market dynamics. Key points. 1. TD fell 3.1% in the latest completed week, its weakest week in the 26-week risk window, while closing at $119.80. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 70-week streak and price 15.1% above the 104.1 trend line. 3. Volume rose to 14.4 million shares, or 1.3x the 13-week average, giving the decline more weight than a low participation pause. 4. The stock sits high in its 52-week range at 90.7%, but is now 4.1% below the 124.9 high. 5. Diversified bank industry breadth is strong, with 94.4% active trend signals, 100.0% positive market dynamics, and 94.4% positive relative strength. Weekly price action cools, but the regime has not broken. Toronto Dominion Bank ended the week of 24 July at $119.80, a 3.1% decline that interrupted an otherwise constructive medium-term advance. The stock is still up 0.8% over 4 weeks, 11.6% over 12 weeks, 26.9% over 26 weeks, and 64.0% over 52 weeks, so the latest fall is a setback within an established uptrend rather than a confirmed regime change. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 70-week active streak. Price is 15.1% above the 104.1 trend line, while its 90.7% position within the 52-week range keeps TD close to high-water territory. That strength comes with valuation tension. The close is 75.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at $68.28, leaving less margin for disappointment if momentum keeps cooling. Industry breadth is strong, making TD's relative slip more visible. The broader financial services group was roughly flat on the week, with average weekly return near zero, positive market dynamics breadth at 88.0%, and positive relative strength breadth at 52.0%. TD's 3.1% decline ranked in the weaker part of that sector group, and its U.S. financial services peer percentile sits near the lower fifth for the latest week. The industry comparison is sharper. U.S. banks diversified posted an average weekly gain of 0.7%, with 94.4% trend breadth, 100.0% positive market dynamics, and 94.4% positive relative strength. Peers such as MUFG, SMFG, JPM, and HSBC advanced during the week, leaving TD among the industry laggards despite its positive 12-week return and intact signal state. Participation gives the pullback more significance. Latest weekly volume was 14.4 million shares, above the 13-week average of 11.5 million and the 52-week average of 10.8 million. At 1.3x both baselines, participation was not extreme, but it was high enough to stop the decline from being dismissed as a thin volume drift. Recent volume history also matters. TD saw a 24.7 million share week on 10 July, with a 1.7% gain, followed by a 2.5% rise on 13.9 million shares, and then the latest 3.1% fall on 14.4 million shares. That sequence shows active participation on both the advance and the reversal, which puts the next confirmation burden on whether buyers return near the upper end of the range. Market dynamics remains positive, but relative strength has cooled. Market dynamics is still positive, with the latest activity pressure reading at 1.53, and a 4-week pressure change of 28.8%. The setup expectancy is also positive, at 64.30%, supported by a high composite score of 78 and a still active weekly trend backdrop. That is the opportunity evidence. Price is above trend, activity pressure is positive, and the broader bank industry remains supportive. The risk evidence is more immediate. Relative strength is positive at 19.35, but its 4-week change is down 16.6%, and the latest week ranks poorly versus sector and industry peers. 4 recent reversal markers also argue for caution around high-range continuation. What to watch next is straightforward. Whether TD can stabilize above the trend line while rebuilding relative strength, whether activity pressure holds positive, and whether the next directional move is confirmed by volume closer to or above 1.5 times average. Research note, this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.